Hello, I'm Gosia from Cosmic Agency, and today I'm going to talk about something important, and this is about cognitive dissonance. It is something that we talked about with Svaru and other Tigetans in the conversation just last week, and it's important in the face of the new information that will still be coming, and some of this information may be quite revolutionary, quite different to what we are used to and what we know. And Svaru will explain two different types of cognitive dissonance, you know, something that happens to us mentally when we are confronted with the information that is contrasting, that is different to what we know and what we are accustomed to, what we accept and believe to be true. So in this way, we can understand our own, even sometimes, reactions to the new information. And we will also be able to understand why so many people defend themselves against new types of information like this that goes against their models and parameters of the known reality that they are accustomed to and within which they operate. So we'll be able to understand the haters, the crazy people in general who go against any types of new and revolutionary information. So here is Svaru explaining these two different types of cognitive dissonance, something that happens to us on the mental level. And later, after that, I'm going to add some comments from myself. So I'm going to see you in the second part of this video. Here it goes.
The reality is relative to each person. So a specific person can only understand a concept with the framework of their own mind. If something exceeds your understanding, you cannot understand what is said. Falling into cognitive dissonance, or in other words, your pot is not big enough. So a common frame of reference is needed so that understanding and advancement, or the introduction of new concepts, can be given. Otherwise, the cognitive dissonance will come into operation, which will make you return to what you previously found comfortable, your previous beliefs, your matrix. There comes a point at which my information exceeds the understanding of the people, and they enter into cognitive dissonance. They demand evidence. If I give it to them, one enters cognitive dissonance stage 2, the collapse of the previous belief and the adoption of the new one. This is not a bad thing if it happens from the aspect of greater understanding in free and responsible growth. But they don't have it. They return to try to explain what has been presented as a concrete fact only from the framework of consciousness that they have, their own limitations. And the deification of the person who has shared that knowledge that has altered them occurs. This is what has happened for thousands of years on Earth. The gods like Anu, Osiris, are only people with whom you could go and have a beer. The rest is an emotional charge of exaggeration of attributes generated by a phase 2 reaction of cognitive dissonance. In other words, they come up with a whole scenario around it that, with limited understanding, tries to explain the facts that otherwise are inexplicable to them. If a technology is high enough, it is indistinguishable from magic. This is the first scene of the movie Star Trek Into Darkness. It is one of the most important scenes of cinema for me, loaded with important and relevant truths here. I will describe them to you quickly. They must keep the inhabitants of a distant primitive planet from an erupting volcano. That planet is called Nibiru. Meanwhile, a shuttle tries to detonate a cold fusion bomb inside the volcano to stop the eruption and save the species. The way in which the hero manages to get the villagers to run away is stealing a sacred papyrus from them so that they can go after them. But to save one of their own, they are forced to expose the ship against the Prime Directive, which you know by now is very real. The ship is seen by the primitive settlers who have barely discovered the wheel. They pull the parchment or papyrus aside, and now their new deity or god is the ship. This happens all the time, and that is what I try to explain here. Now, with the information we are giving, the same thing happens, with the difference being that we will not go against the Prime Directive, so everything will remain in cognitive dissonance one. In other words, you will not understand. What does help is to know this, to maintain the innocence of seeing what else could there be. Do not have dogmas, just believe in the best explanation at hand. Replace a theory with a new one without attachments when necessary. Never close windows. Always leave one open and then another. Only so your minds can process so much information. Nothing is contradictory here, only keeps adding on. The mind is big enough, do not worry. The only one that limits it is you.
Well, how did you like this? I think it's very appropriate, very sharp, very on point, very true. I am saying this, and we are saying this, because there will be more material given in this channel that might be controversial to many people, and maybe quite revolutionary to others, and may not be revolutionary to still others. But we did want to mention this issue, this topic of cognitive dissonance, and maybe you can still, you know, you can observe these reactions within yourself, because what I believe truly is that even us, even the people who we believe ourselves to be open-minded and flexible and alternative and all that, we still have, as Varu said, our mental pots within which we operate. Everything we perceive and everything we understand is because of a certain mental pot that exists within us, and this is quite normal, as I explained in another video, I think in the previous one, about the shadow work. Everything in the world is programming and interpretation. The fact that I'm seeing this battery is a battery is because on some level of my existence I programmed myself to see this as this. So everything is programming. But especially here in 3D, we have so many false programming, and our perception and what we believe in and how we filter the reality and the knowledge that comes in, the new knowledge that comes in, is always within the parameters of what we knew before, right? And we know, everybody here knows that what we knew before, what we learned before, was pretty much based on false information and lies within this 3D matrix. So everything is a mental pot, is a specific point of reference within which we feel comfortable. And what Svaru is doing with this information, with this knowledge, is breaking all these different mental concepts and mental constructs and liberating us into a completely new field of understanding and handling the reality. But now, I want to explain a little bit more. The cognitive dissonance is something that, you know, we all feel at a certain point when we are confronted with the new information. With the new information, especially that contrasts and challenges our previously ingrained ideas of how we understand things to be, because we are comfortable. This is our castle, our home, you know. This is how we understand things. And if something new comes that collapses the previous understanding, mentally, it's a natural process. Our brain rejects it in a way or causes frustration, and we fall into this cognitive dissonance. And this might result in people, you know, even like haters and crazy people offending and insulting other YouTubers or other researchers and investigators bringing forth new information, because their mental capacity is just not there. Even though, as Naishara says, it's always there, but for some reason, you know, they are so ingrained in the previous ideas that they are not able to go beyond that. So it causes them to fall into aggression, even frustration, rejection, aggression. And like Svaru explained, and in another step, in the stage number two, if our understanding is here, like in this clip, in the video, the civilization was here, their understanding was here, and the extraterrestrial with the beings, the people from the spaceship, their understanding was here. So, you know, here there's a gap. There's no way that they can transmit the information, forgetting the prime directive, that's aside, but transmitting the information from here to here, if there's no common point of reference or the frame of reference, it will not be understood at all. It's gonna be like me speaking to you in another language. Like for example, czy rozumiecie teraz, do czym mówię? A więc to jest tak, jeżeli będziecie na tym poziomie, a tutaj jest ten poziom, did you understand? Did you didn't understand, right? So I'm transmitting the knowledge, but I'm using the language and the frame of reference that these people here are not capable of understanding. So it's pointless and it's useless, and this is when the cognitive dissonance kicks in, and they will just reject the information as something just beyond. And the second step is that they will start to deify these people here, this knowledge or whatever is coming from this level. The second step will not happen, as Svaru said. There is going to be no physical, right now at least, appearance of anything, you know, so we will not be confronted with the risk of deifying here anything. This is something very important for them, and they do not wish to be deified or glorified in this way at all. So it will not happen, the stage number two. But stage number one is happening. It's happening all the time. It's happening with us, even with this information. And what do I mean by this, by this information? As I'm speaking, as we with Robert are speaking with them, we are learning that even if something was given to us, a certain idea or a concept or understanding, there is always, but always, something more behind it that hasn't been given yet. And sometimes, I think I made this error, but I'm learning to reprogram myself, that I thought that when they give us certain understanding or a certain idea, this is it. This is already it. This is the understanding. This is the idea. But then I realized that no, this wasn't the idea yet. It was just given in a gradual way. It was given in a gradual process, because as they are here, we are here. If they just jump right here, there's going to be nothing in between, no point of reference. They have to be creating these points of reference step by step, so we can finally understand each other. So in the beginning, when it happened a few times, when we were given the information and we thought this was the end, this was it, this was the information about the subject, and later on something else was added onto it that, hey, where did that come from? I thought this was this. No, it's just that 2% of the concept about this information was presented to us. And later on, we were given more and more and more. And it doesn't contradict, it just adds on and expands the first original concept. So this is so crucial. So this is very, very important to understand, that with every point, every information that they give, it's not the end of it all. Okay, and there is more and more beyond every even sometimes word than they speak. So do not get attached to any idea or any concept of any piece of information as the finite piece of information. It's very important to suspend the mind and not to be firmly attached to any idea even given before, even in this channel. Just remain in an observant mode, in a neutral mode. Always keep the window open. As Naishara here says, never close windows, always leave one open and then another. So only so your mind can process so much information. Nothing is contradictory here, only keeps adding on. The mind is big enough, don't worry. The only one that limits it is you. So never close the window on any given concept. There's always more that will be given and can be given and might be added on. Okay, this is very important because I fell into this mistake. I fell into this mistake with them, and then I kind of did feel maybe not a rejection, but some kind of a cognitive dissonance because the information, a new information was given to me about the subject that I thought I already understood in a way that she explained before. And I didn't understand where the new information is coming from if we were given something else before. This is a big lesson. This is a big lesson for me and for us in the way towards the fuller understanding of things. I'm not saying full understanding because that will never probably happen. Even they don't have full understanding of it all. But it will be a handle. This will be a guide toward the full understanding, our mentality, our suspended, unjudgmental, unbiased, totally flexible mind. Even if something that we thought was already understanding of something, don't close the window on that concept because there is more angles to the same story. So don't let your ideas that you keep producing and keep carrying, because we all carry ideas and it's okay, but let's not allow those ideas to rob us of the flexibility, of the mental flexibility of considering something else, because there is always something else to be considered, and it's fascinating, and it's the nature of the adventurous spirit to be always considering more understandings of anything in this reality. So if you listen to something, and I'm not just talking about this channel, just anything new that you feel stretches you, don't fall into the frustration. Just observe yourself being stretched. Let that new possibility come in and consider that new possibility without feeling like your other reality or your previous idea was destroyed. Just keep building yourself and keep building your understanding and your reality, because it's a never-ending process. So if you notice that in yourself, a little bit of cognitive dissonance, don't focus on that. Don't fall into the frustration and rejection and anger. Just observe, stay in that neutral mode, observe yourself. Do not cling to the previous ideas. Do not yet attach to the new ones either, probably. Just observe. Just being in that moment, in that observation mode, already stretches the mind. You are already walking and venturing outside of your constructed house. You are observing and wandering around, and this stretches your mind. As someone said, this beautiful quote that I love, the mind, once stretched, can never go back to its previous state, and it is a liberating process. This is where you will begin to think, and this is where you will begin to feel new sensations, new ideas, new perceptions within yourself will start to emerge and reveal themselves. And it's a beautiful process, so let it just be. Don't cling to anything. No clinging is the key for new ideas, and there will be new ideas given, for new ideas to enter you. And as they enter you, they will be doing their work. They'll be liberating you. They'll be creating a new you. It's what I have been feeling recently with them. Svaru has been giving us so much really extreme and revolutionary information that at many points I just totally collapse. And I realize that the more I thought I know, and the more I am discovering, the more I realize I really don't know. I really don't know even 1%. And falling into that, I accept that I don't know, is the key here. Is the key here. And there is nothing wrong with accepting that we don't know so much about the reality. This is the door opener. Because if we think we already know everything, I'm just like getting emotional talking about this. If we think we already know everything, then we will never grow and we will never get out of our realities. And what makes me really here emotional is that the most of the time, those realities are that people are living and within which they are living are not even their constructs. They are false realities being given to them by the cabal. So it's not even that they are living realities chosen by themselves. You think you are free. People think they are free, and they think they are free to choose their beliefs, but 99% they are not free at all. So let yourself be open. Open the doors of your house and feel the excitement of the new liberating self, the true self, the authentic self that you are. I'm gonna cry. Okay, well, thank you so much. And thank you much, Sinek. Thank you so much, Svaru, for doing everything for us. And not only Svaru, but that was unexpected. Sorry. And not only to Svaru, but to the whole crew. Vale? Okay? Vale, it's okay in Spanish. To Aneka and to everybody who is up there still believing in the liberation of human consciousness. Thank you so much for watching. More information to come. More liberating knowledge. Thank you so much. Bye bye.